Your eyes of blue, your kisses too. I can't believe what they can do. I can't believe that you're in love with me. You're telling everyone I know I'm on your mind each place you go. They can't believe that you're in love. Can't believe that you're in love. Can't believe that you're in love with me. They don't write lyrics like that anymore, do they? It's February 16th, 2014. It is 7:30 in the morning. I just woke up. I'm still kind of stretching, and I'm going to tackle the day. But before I do, and as I walk around and feed the cats that you heard cur meowing in the background, acting as accompaniment, the reason why I, by the way, I sang that, and I was thinking about those kind of lyrics, is that I recently listened to an artist that is very much liked by one of my friend's teenage daughters. I follow her on social media. Reason being, obviously I like her and she likes me, and we're friends. I'm friends with the family, and it's fun to interject sometimes and send her stuff, and she does the same for me, and yada yada, right? Okay. But there's also the other component that I've heard horror stories about social media and teenagers. So I said, well, why not, since she's allowing me to follow her? Yes, okay, Kerr, I'm coming to feed you. Wow. Do you have anything to say? No? Okay. Whoa, hang on. So getting back to what I was saying, one of the benefits is that I get to see sort of into the mind of a teenager. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there probably scratching their heads and going, why in the world would you want to? Well, two reasons, really. One, I have a 10-year-old daughter, well, almost 11, and she's going to be a teenager one day. So I'm going to have to sort of get used to that idea. And by the time she's a teenager, I will be in my mid-50s. And I hope I have as much energy as I do today, at least for some things. Anyway, so getting back to what I was saying, she recently posted on how she liked this one piece of music from this artist. So I decided to go and listen on YouTube to the artist in question. And I must say, I guess coming from a 50-year-old, I was appalled by the lyrics, the very explicit lyrics that were being used. Now, I realize that nowadays it's not the same thing as when we were young, and I'm talking about people of my generation, or even, I would say, even people as maybe young as 35, maybe 40, okay? So going back 10 years... 10 years younger than I, lyrics weren't that explicit. And you know, nowadays it seems that everything's sort of gone by the wayside, and respect for your fellow man and woman. And I don't know, you know, we're supposed to be striving for equality, and we're supposed to be striving for tolerance and respect and understanding and betterment of humankind. But if the music in our society and the artists in our society are any indication of the direction in which we're going, I don't know. I mean, yeah, there's some people that would say, well, look, it's only art, right? It's only music. But yet, doesn't it form a backbone of our society? Not music in itself, but doesn't the art reflect its times? Or am I wrong? Am I wrong in saying that? Maybe it doesn't. Maybe I'm just overreacting. But I just find there's no wholesomeness anymore. And you know, a lot of teenagers' angst and what they're going through and people's angst in general is perhaps geared because there's no respect and there doesn't seem to be any self-dignity. I think that's the best way to put it, maybe. There doesn't seem to be any self-dignity, and therefore, you know, it's no wonder that people kind of feel disillusioned and kind of lost in our society. We've become a society of 140 characters. And you really can't get all that deep in 140 characters. Now, I'm not poo-pooing Twitter. I use it extensively. But there's got to be more to that, right? And that's what I'm afraid of. How am I supposed to instill in my daughter self-dignity when the society around her, especially what's important to teenagers, you know, such as music and movies, for all intents and purposes, doesn't really mirror that which society deems is missing. So it's like a perpetual self-generating, or what's the word I'm looking for? It's hard. You know, I didn't think I was going to go here with this topic. I really didn't. But it really rattled my cage a bit, the lyrics I heard and how, I won't get into details, but this particular type of music tends to belittle women. And I'm stunned that a teenage girl, and a lot of teenage girls, would subject themselves to these type of lyrics and would subject themselves with this type of philosophy and fall for it, head over, you know, hook, line, and sinker, as they say. And I just don't understand. What is it? Where's the appeal? You know, I realize, look, this is coming from a 50-year-old. So maybe I'm just out of touch with that generation. And it could very well be. But I'm a very, very open person. I think of myself as very liberal and open-minded. And I don't necessarily take things on face value right at the moment. But it's counterproductive. You know, I want my daughter to live in a world where equality is real. And it's not just some big word touted on some poster or in some magazine or is used as part of a graphics design because it looks nice. I want it to mean something. I want my daughter to live in a world where she can be free to be who she wants to be. She can be free to do a profession she wants to do, and a place where eventually, one day, she will be equal with her partner and treated with respect. I just don't see that in the lyrics, and I don't know. Maybe, like I said, maybe I'm out of touch with reality. Maybe there's somebody out there who can steer me right. What do you say? You willing to take the challenge and teach an old dog new tricks? Thanks for listening.